Greetings, pals.
Greetings, pals.
Hello, pals.
Welcome to a short and sweet podcast version of Throwing the Pal, the podcast where we talk about movies, love it or hate it, we debate it.
Whew. That's the one. Good stuff.
I just got lightheaded.
All in one breath.
This is a short and sweet. We're talking about best death scenes in a film.
That's true.
Best on-screen death.
Best
performative level.
So the best work an actor has done where they die.
We had to have a discussion about this in the group chat because guys were worried, like,
no.
How far are we going to go? Like, is it going to be on a thematic level? Is it going to be how much it impacts the story?
This is what I was preparing for.
Response.
I was like, wow, so what death meant the most to me? What really, like, affected me?
And why was it Fred and or George from Harry Potter?
Huh?
Yeah.
Which one of them?
You said whichever one of the gingers from Harry Potter died, it's that.
Whoa.
And we were like,
quoted verbatim.
You don't get to use that word.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with any of what you've just said. I don't even know what Harry Potter is.
I think that's a little pot kettle ginge also.
100%. I'm allowed to use that word.
I have an orange beard, so let's just move on.
Can we say
very
quickly?
I wish you were dead on screen right now.
Gun to your head, could you say whether... That's brutal. Could you say... So I just decided my self-esteem couldn't handle hearing that. Who is dead after the last Harry Potter? Is it Fred or George?
George. Is it?
I don't know.
Joke's on us. They kept swapping places. No one will ever
know. No. They were just like, let's do
best,
a 50-year
prank. They ever pulled.
One of us. I'm not Fred. I'm actually George. What do you mean? We thought he'd been
Imagine
dead for years.
15 years later, tells his mum, sorry, mum. I've just got to admit.
Full Fred. Andy Kaufman, just performance piece.
Fred dies. Not George.
And a rip to Fred.
Blessings to him and his family.
Yeah. You know those guys aren't even twins. Met at the audition.
That's the worst joke I've ever
that's
heard.
That's their bit. That's not even my bit.
Yeah,
that's
and it's
bit.
A bad joke.
It's pretty funny.
Speaking of bad jokes, what's this episode about?
Avada Kedavra. So the most convincing or not death on screen.
Yeah, best.
Dying
convincing.
Death.
And I still would say you can add meaningful to it. Like if it's like this really impacted me because it hit on an emotional and story level, yes. But obviously you want the performance to be the thing that you're driving
at.
Yes. Okay. Does
Who
anyone
wants
have
to go first? Because I can.
You've got a lot, so you should start.
I don't have a lot
for this.
When it comes to these short and sweets, I'm always locked and loaded.
Please go.
This is okay. Not necessarily in order.
Just
I've
go.
Got a top
Say
three.
One. Okay. Say one.
Panicking. All right. There's a film called The Gray.
Oh, this The Gray Man Liam, with Ryan with Liam Neeson. Ryan who?
No, that's Red One.
Oh, Chris. Don't even know Evans.
Sad joke. This is called The Gray. It's
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. So it's about a bunch of workers, like drillers or whatever they do out in Alaska, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is they're journeying home, the plane crashes.
Wolves. Yes.
And that's the whole film. They just get picked off one by one by a pack of wolves in the Alaskan snowstorm setting.
Wow.
It's grim. Anyway, I haven't done my research, but the guy – no, listen, hear me out. The guy that dies on the plane, right, when they crash, Liam starts going around the wreckage trying to find survivors.
Yeah.
He finds this one guy who's dying, right? And there's this beautiful scene where Liam cradles him and comforts him and basically talks him through dying.
What's going to happen? Like what just, are you going to say when you meet St. Peter?
Like, let it wash over you. Close your well. I mean, kinda, but not as.
No, I figured this is why Frank would be the worst person to have cradling you. You're like, all right. Have you considered what you'll say to St. Peter when you get there?
Have you asked for forgiveness?
Bleeding out at the neck.
Bless you, my child.
You're slowly dying, and Frank goes, "So now take you." Just tries to scare you.
That's hiccups, Frank. Oh,
that was my first choice.
I always try to skip it when they have hiccups.
I'll let you guys keep talking. I've got two more.
That's okay. Sorry, but it's the pilot or one of the guys in The Gray.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, I know he did it with the same guy after Taken, right? It was kind of, they were on a big run. I can't remember who directed Taken, but yeah, it was that run that Liam Neeson got in where he was just like, I'm just going to do these movies now where I'm the guy who's 6'6" and something happens and I have to deal with it, right?
And in a film that doesn't really almost deserve it, the film's fine, I guess. It was such a beautiful scene, like super impactful. I've never forgotten.
Those can really stand out. A movie where, like, just tossing one out there for now, and I wasn't even thinking about this till now because you brought this up.
Sure.
So I couldn't tell you which Saw movie it is, but it's like Saw 5 or 6. It's one of the Saws. People will know, I'm sure. And it's the
Saw point.
And it's it's. Have you seen all the Saws?
No, I actually haven't.
You didn't Buzzsaw, saw. You saw. Circular which saw did you? Was it you saw?
Two men. Which saw did you saw?
I seesaw.
Yeah.
I saw C. I seesaw.
You see, you were on a seesaw and you saw. And you hurt yourself.
No, I stopped at like Saw 4.
Okay. Yeah, well, I saw four. I saw four of them.
4 and 7 years ago.
That was good.
Stop.
Okay.
Anyway, one of the later saws or middle saws, there's a guy who is on a carousel or spinning on like a merry-go-round or whatever, and there are bullets being fired at these different people, and this guy has to decide whether he's going to like sacrifice one of his fingers to save them, and he saves two of them, and there's one left who knows they're going to get shot. And right before he gets shot, he looks at the guy and's like, "You look at me when you're killing me." And it's really emotional. And I was like, this is a bad movie, but that's kind of a, that's a bit of a baller thing to say to someone right before you die. So that's, well, I was just thinking,
I wish
that
we could know what saw that was, what actor that was, anything
I
about
I saw it
that.
At-
like, stop, the- stop. It's a bad joke. Stop. Can we at least have one actor that we know the name of in a film that we know what we're talking about?
Yes.
Well, we're telling you some moments.
Oh, no, wait. Okay, I just realized who it was. It's Chris Hemsworth. No, sorry, that's Thor. Not Thor. Sorry.
Speaking of, I'm going to say a couple that you'll be like, oh, okay. Dumb.
Go on.
Peter Parker in Infinity War.
Tom Holland. Knew you were going to say that. Beautiful. So I didn't put it in there.
I didn't know he was going to say that, but.
It's a good one.
Here we are.
It's a great one.
You don't like it?
No, it's actually pretty good.
That works for me.
Same with Robert Downey Jr. as I Am Iron Man in Endgame.
I'll argue that one because I can't remember him dying.
Really? It sucks.
I remember the line.
Peter Parker comes and like, it's okay, Mrs. Stark. And then Pepper Potts comes in and it's like, oh, Gwyneth, get out of here. But still a nice moment. Sorry, Gwyneth.
So Peter Parker and Pepper Potts are there to pay their petrified.
Okay. One, obviously, that I'm sure you guys are going to maybe say or agree with is Sean Bean.
Oh, it's my number three.
Yeah. That's my number one.
Yeah, Sean Bean in Fellowship.
Takes all those arrows and then he's like, my brother would have followed you. Oh, my goodness. Also.
Tom.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
No, yes, what do you want to say on that?
Peter Parker and Pepper Potts placate their power as he's passing away.
Good.
Sorry, I spent the last 15. I was like, I gotta get something.
Yeah, can we acknowledge Sean Bean in Fellowship?
Yeah, obviously, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful moment.
Great.
Also, it's like such a redemption for him. He's just trying to take the ring. Okay, we could. We won't go on.
I love talking about his character in Lord of the Rings.
Incredible.
Because it's one of those eye-opening, like, holy shit, he was kind of the good guy all along sort of thing.
No.
Yeah.
No. He wasn't the good guy.
He just wanted to snatch some little hobbies. What's wrong with that? He's like, oh.
He's corruptible.
The little hobgoblin
Come on. Be part of my hoblin collection. Are they called hoblins? I can't even remember. It's been
we'll
so
talk
long.
About this later.
No,
this is not the
even...
time.
Okay.
I've got one. You ready?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Giovanni Ribisi in Saving Private Ryan.
I've got one for Saving Private Ryan, but it's different. And I'm glad you got Giovanni Ribisi.
Is it Tom's death?
Is he the one in? Is begging? Is he begging?
He says more morphine. He's been shot, and then he starts talking about Mama. And
so
saying,
he plays Doc,
Mama.
Right? Yeah. He plays Doc, and when he gets shot in a place where they shouldn't have gone and shouldn't have been, he gets shot, and then the whole team are trying to tend to the wound, and he's dying in real time, and it's horrid.
It's one of those shots that when you first see it, and they're sort of wiping away the blood and it keeps pouring out and you're like, I know that's an effect that is so unsettling how real that looks. That man is just bleeding to death.
Horrendous.
Mine's Adam Goldberg later on in the movie when he's fighting with the guy. He's fighting with the Nazi
and
he puts the knife on him and Adam Goldberg just starts going, wait, and just trying to tell him to stop. I have a visceral reaction when I think about that. It's the most that's probably my most upsetting death scene in the history of cinema.
It upsets me.
Because it's a silent scene too.
Except for that. They don't talk until at the end where he just, and of course, fucking, what's his name? Jeremy, I can't remember his name. Upham's the character's name.
Yep. He's the sniper.
Yeah, and he's in the other fucking room and he's too cowardly to go in. Oh, that scene is so upsetting.
No, you're right.
Okay, that was a bummer. Okay. You ever got a fun one?
Yeah, best death. The wife in Up? No, I don't know.
But this goes back to impact.
It's just a joke.
That makes me cry every time, though.
Well, she's not acting. True. She's animated.
No, I know.
But she doesn't even say anything. No lines.
I would argue so.
Useless.
I mean, we didn't talk about Mufasa in The Lion King.
Okay, I shouldn't have brought up animated. I apologize.
I've got some shockers.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Do we have any more good ones?
Oh, good ones. Yeah, sorry.
Let's stick with good ones.
Before we spiral.
Because I think that's enough.
I've got another one.
Okay, so.
Excuse me.
Tom has any sort of preparation.
Just because I have one from a movie that I'm a real big fan of that we've talked about on the pod, and I am a big fan of Brendan Gleeson's.
Is it Cats?
Yes, Brendan Gleeson's death in Cats, where he has an allergy and the cats just start. Brendan Gleeson in Bruges, when he falls, jumps off the tower, and Colin Farrell comes to him and he says, "Take my gun." And he's like, Ken, where's my gun? And Brendan Gleeson just kind of looks around. You can see his brain slowly shutting down. And he just goes, I'm going to die now, I think.
Yeah.
And just slowly die. Oh, it's heartbreaking.
But also so like charming.
Yes, so it's like a very family. Irish, like just stating, yep. I think I might die now. Like,
I've got another one that just popped into my head.
Go on.
Okay. Frank won't know this. Oh, Tom very much will.
Mm.
It is in 28 Weeks Later.
Yeah.
And it's a scene where, help me out here, the actor.
It's Scottish, Robert Carlyle.
Robert Carlyle.
Yeah.
Finds his wife who supposedly died years ago due to him causing it, by the way. They're reunited. They kiss. It's wild. She's infected. He doesn't know it. So when they kiss, and it's this really graphic exchange of saliva, by the way, whatever. Anyway, he then turns in real time and she's strapped to a table. And as he's turning, he turns on her and then uses his thumbs to eye gouge her to death. And it's, do you remember it, Tom?
The weird thing is, in my mind, it was the other way around, that she eye gouged him.
No.
I've seen that movie like once or twice, but I did remember the eye gouging.
It's the most,
outside of Game of Thrones, it's viscerally the most upsetting.
I think Game of Thrones is close. I think this one's worse.
Yes.
It's horrible.
The thing is, as I mentioned in the group message, and we'll do bad ones after this, I promise, Frank.
Yeah, that made me feel a bit ill.
It is
really
queasy. It is that deaths almost always in the last 20 years anyway have become more resounding on television because we are more connected to these characters that we've had for seasons and seasons, and it's still
about the longevity.
I can't believe they did that. What are they going to do now without that? And obviously Game of Thrones was like the peak of this. So, yeah, there's great deaths in movies.
Breaking Bad as well.
Breaking Bad was great at this. The Sopranos was great at this. You know, a lot of the prestige TV stuff. Even comedies were great at it. Laverne in Scrubs. And then they had Laverne again. Brendan Fraser in Scrubs, actually.
But he doesn't actually die on screen.
No, anyway. But that is tragic.
Yes, amazing.
But again, we're talking more of a convincing performative level.
Yes.
Let's move on to bad ones. Let's have a bit of fun before we die.
Let's do it.
All right, I'll fire away. Marianne Cotillard, Dark Knight Rises.
It's almost the only one I had. I don't even know if I've got another one. It is the gold standard. It's the industry standard for how you die terribly in a movie.
In a serious movie too.
I know.
Doesn't make any even sense.
She just
flops like this. God, what was she? And she's a good actress.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
It felt like
they didn't have any time to do it. They couldn't do a second take. No, I don't think she's an actress to be like, well, I don't care what happens. I think she thought that was, you know, like you do the death rattle and you go, hell, or like she must have thought something. Must have thought it was affecting.
Surely,
to
but then suddenly die. She must have only provided that take or that option.
Yeah, she's straight back to her trailer. She's like, I'm done.
Yeah,
Chris.
Because Chris must do what have you been want. On the editing. Can you imagine the editors going through this and going, shit, we don't have a good one.
I reckon they put it in slow motion and try that. Does it look better if they go? Oh. It didn't look any better.
It is such an outdated thing. I think is the problem where that performance of. And dying on screen. That's why we don't actually see it that much anymore. Like, if you guys are trying to think from the last 15 years of a character doing that in a big movie, I'm sure you could list 100 movies a year where it happens, but in a big, like, movie that has significance and has stayed, you don't often see a character fully just the life leave them. Because we just go, that looks stupid.
Or you just get the beep, beep, beep.
Yes.
Do you know what's, one other great one, Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator.
That's my second one.
Oh, man.
I had that
and
on there,
just
but
like
I took it off.
He's just clawing at Russell Crowe.
It's a really good, yeah.
That's great.
I have to rewatch it. I haven't seen it in
even
a
when
long
he
time.
Snuffs his dad in that too.
Ooh.
Oh, Richard Harris?
Snuffs his dad.
Yeah. Snuffs?
Yeah, snuffs.
Sure.
He snuffed his candle out.
Snuffed him real good.
Do we have any other bad ones?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
Wait, have you guys not?
No.
I've got one more that's like just... I don't know if you even see the death, but it's the kid from Trolls 2. Isn't it the one where he's like...
Don't ask if that's the one.
You guys, okay.
We have not seen surely
this film. Where he's like, oh no, there are trolls and they're going to eat me. Ah! And there's like a fly flying on his glasses. I think it's from Trolls 2. Do you guys not know what I'm talking about?
Oh, and then he follows that with, I think it's from that film. Maybe it didn't happen at all.
On average, he watches it
I'm
twice.
Almost positive. It's just one of those like viral clips from a movie where this kid like just screams
really
stupidly.
Do you mean
really
the animated
stupidly.
Trolls?
No. Oh, a movie from like the 80s or the 90s. I'm pretty sure it was Trolls 2. You know what? We'll look it up afterwards. If this doesn't... If this
Macaulay
doesn't...
Culkin, my girl, like are we talking like...
Talking about...
Don't sing.
Macaulay
Culkin.
Okay. I've got Sophia Coppola. Godfather Part 3.
Haven't seen it.
Well, Sonny, Godfather.
See, that's a good one too.
Is it bad or is it great?
It's great. It's impossible to know. What are you talking about? It's impossible to know.
Is the shimmy bad? Is the shimmy bad? Because it's become parodied for a reason, you would say.
I don't know, Tom.
I agree with you that when you watch it, it's affecting. Mm. But is it bad acting?
Mm.
That's the question.
Sophia Coppola she gets gunned down out front of a church in front of her family.
Well, she can ask for forgiveness.
And
it's okay.
It's bad. Bad dying.
That was the only way they could get it out of the movie, though, is what I read. That they were just like, Francis, she's not leaving the set. if we're going modern, recent ones, one I just thought of because of Sonny, and I don't know why this sticks with me like this, but Austin Butler in Dune 2. Fucking incredible. Really fantastic, the fight with Timothy Chalamet. And you fought well, Atreides, and then just slowly sinking. That's one of those few you do kind of actually see him die.
Frank had roulette pop up over that scene.
That's true, sorry.
I did make
you got promised free condoms.
100 credits.
Last one, Nicolas Cage, Wicker Man.
Is that the bees?
Mm.
Oh, God, the bees!
Oh, you bastards!
Notably bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you could, honestly, in any short and sweet we do, you could almost bring up Nick Cage at some capacity.
Do you know what he yells to them before they start putting the bees in the thing with him?
I love honey.
Killing me won't bring back your honey. Really? It's what he yells.
Man, that movie's insane.
He might even call it your precious honey. I don't know. Maybe I've added that.
Winnie the Pooh. It's funny that he does that scream in every movie he's in.
Yeah.
What a man. What a death.
All right.
When he dies, I'll be sad.
Yeah.
When you guys
but
die,
not
I'll
Tom,
be...
apparently.
Yeah. You know how I feel.
You're a monster.
Thank Brutal. You.
Well, that was short and sweet. Best death. DM us or email us and tell us your best death. Anything to say?
In a film.
Not in real life. Film. Please no.
Oh, God. Thanks for listening to Throwing the Power. My name is Frank.
My name is Marcus.
My name's Tom.
That was Beth's deaths. What was it?
Best and worst death scenes in movies.
In movies. Best acted.
Please message us and tell us your favourite.
Yeah, or email us at throwinthepower@gmail.com.
We're dying to hear from you guys.
Oh! You should have waited. Now say it again.
Not
We're dying
bees.
To... Oh.